请看以西结书四十章
Ezekiel chapter 40
第一节
verse 1
以西结书四十章第一节
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 1
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，主的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。第二节
，verse two，
在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上。在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立第三节
Verse 3
他带我到那里见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口第四节
Verse 4
那人对我说人子啊凡我所指示你的你都要用眼看用耳听并要放在心上我带你到这里来，特要为指示你，凡你所见的，都要告诉以色列家。第五节。
Verse five。
我见殿四围有墙，那人手拿着量度的杆，长四轴，每轴一轴零一掌啊。他用量杆量墙厚一杆。高一杆、各位弟兄姐妹大家平安、
Peace to brothers and sisters、
感谢主的带领、
Thank God for his guidance
让我们在动荡不安的今天还能够如期举开2024年 Sacramento 教会春季灵恩会
So in this world is full of instabilities that we can still have this spiritual convocation in this winter
但愿我们都能够趁着得救的恩门还开着的当下，赶紧重建教会和个人的城墙。
Hopefully, each and every one of us that we can build our personal wall and also the wall of the church while we still have time or grace.
恳求上主亲自与我们同在。
May God, Lord, be with us.
这一节是祷告会。
This session is a prayer session.
在一起祷告之前，小弟想先跟大家谈谈城墙何止。
Before the prayer session, I'd like to talk about what does wall, city wall refer to.
从以西结书四十章到四十八章。
From Ezekiel chapter 40 to 48.
特别记载理想圣殿的意象。
It talk about the ideal temple.
我们都知道旧约的圣城或圣殿都是指着今天的教会和每一位圣徒的内心。
We know in the Old Testament whether the holy city or the holy temple all referring to the heart of the saint these days.
所以这个理想的圣殿既不是当年所罗门王所建的圣殿。
Of course, so in other words, this ideal temple is not referring to the temple that Solomon built.
也不是后来所罗巴伯所重建的圣殿。
Neither was the temple that restored by
这个圣殿到今天没有人看见过。
By Jeroboam, this temple was never seen by anyone.
表示它不是物质的殿。
In other words, this is not a temple of material.
不是那个建筑物，而是真神的启示。
It's not the material building itself, but rather is a revelation from God.
暗示末日真教会的真信徒的灵修说的。
It's referring to in the last day the believer that they ought to be.
归纳起来有三个重点。
I summarize it into three points.
第一，一定要建在至高的山上。
And first and foremost, this temple must be built on the top, the mountain top.
第二，一定要按照神的标准。
And second, this temple must build according to God's standard.
第三，四围必须要有城墙。
And third, the On this They must surround it. This temple must surround it with a city wall.
这城墙是保护圣殿的重要防线呐、
啊。And this city wall is a very important defense、to the temple.
一旦城墙被毁，圣殿马上岌岌可危啊。
Once the city wall is ruined, the temple would very easily suffer harm.
所以我们必须要赶紧重建这个属灵的城墙。
So it's very crucial for us quickly build up this city wall.
透过守神诫命和耶稣真道，来让教会和圣徒分别为圣。
It is through keeping God's the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ and His truth that we can differentiate the church from other people.
我们先看以西结书四十二章。
Turn to Ezekiel chapter 42.
二十节。
Verse 20.
先看以西结书四十二章的二十节。
Ezekiel chapter 42, verse 20.
他量四面四围有墙，长五百肘，宽五百肘，为要分别圣地和俗地。
He measured on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long, 500 wide, to separate holy area from the common.
神要让我们教会和每一位信徒成为末世人间最后一块圣地。
God wants our church and all the brothers and sisters to be the final lane, the holy lane in this society.
因此，今天如果说什么叫做城墙
，So if we call what is a city wall today,
其实就是指属灵真理生命的粮。
It's actually referring to the spiritual truth and the bread of life.
好，现在请看约翰福音第六章。
Now turn to John chapter 6.
现在请看约翰福音的第六章。
Gospel according to John chapter 6.
六章三十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 35.
请念。
Chapter 6 verse 35. Jesus said to them, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst.
四十八节。
And jump to 48. 48.I'm the bread of life.
五十一节。
And 51, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give you is my flesh, which shall give for the life of the world.
这是主耶稣当年在世上传福音的时候非常重要的宣告。
This was a very important proclamation of our Lord Jesus Christ while he's still on earth.
主耶稣说，我就是从天上降下来生命的粮。
Jesus said, I'm the bread of life that came down from heaven.
不只讲一次，总共讲三次。
He did not mention this once, but three times.
为什么
？Why?
主耶稣不但要告诉我们，这是他道成肉身来到这个世界的目的。
Jesus now was only telling us this was the purpose that he came down to the world.
主耶稣更要提醒我们，这是得救信仰最关键的核心。
Our Lord Jesus was also telling that this was the core message of our salvation.
与我们每个人的灵命存亡息息相关。
It had to.Do with our life and death of our spirituality,
更与我们每个人末日复活互为因果。
And also had to do whether or not we are able to resurrect in the last day.
非常重要。
It's vitally important.
就好比当年以色列百姓出埃及在旷野四十年。
Just like the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们是怎么样活过来进入神所应许的迦南美地的
？And how did they resurrect and enter into the promised land of Canaan?
最要紧的就是每天都必须吃神从天上降下来的玛纳。
What sustained them was they were able to eat the manna that came down from heaven each and every day.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Please look at John chapter 6.
三十一节
，verse 31.
约翰福音六章的三十一节
，John chapter 6 verse 31.
到三十三节
，until verse 33.
行炼。
Our father ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. 32. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my father gave you the true bread from heaven. 33. For the bread of God is he who came down from heaven and give light to the world.
再请看39节。
And jump to verse 39.Verse 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it at the last day.
这件事情相信以色列百姓都非常清楚的。
Believe, in regard to this event, all the people of Israel are very familiar with.
因为这不是单单历史故事啊。
For it was not just an historical event.
更是活生生的大神迹啊。
It was a live, great miracle that they experienced.
所不同的是，当年的玛拿虽然也是神从天上降下来的玛拿，没错。
The difference was, even though the manna that was, even though was came down from heaven as well,
可是它还是属物质的。
But it was still of a material.
难怪他们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿还是死了。
And because of that their ancestor ate manna and died still.
说明人的肉体必定朽坏。
In other words, the flesh and blood for sure would be corrupted.
唯有灵魂才能永远长存。
Only the soul of a person can last till eternity.
所以神救赎的重点绝对不在肉体，乃是在灵魂。
So the salvation of God for sure is not on the flesh and blood, but on the soul.
这是旧约要过渡到新约非常重要的突破点。
This is the breaking point of the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们必须从属肉提升到属灵的层面才行。
We must elevate our level from that of material, or flesh and blood to that of the spirit.
无奈的就是人都带着肉体，很现实啊。
Unfortunately, because we carry flesh and blood, it is a fact.
我们常常只凭眼见，不凭信心。
Oftentimes we see things with our eyes, not that of our face.
就好像当年跟随主耶稣的那些百姓。
Just like the people that followed the Lord Jesus at Jesus' time.
请看约翰福音第六章24节到27节。
Please look at John chapter 6, verse 24.
约翰福音第六章，请看24到27。
Gospel according to John chapter 6, verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. 27. Do not labor of the food which perishes, but for the food which endure to everlasting life.Which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
就在主耶稣变饼给至少5000个男丁吃饱之后
just after Jesus fed the 5,000 men alone, at least 5,000,
很多人找主耶稣想跟从他。
Many people sought after Lord Jesus and want to follow after Him.
这是好的。
That was good.
可是主耶稣不仅不高兴，反而质问他们。
But it did not please Jesus. On the contrary, Jesus rebuked them because of that.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为他们跟从主的动机偏差了。
Because their motive of following Jesus was a wrong one.
他们跟随主的目的不是为了永生，乃是为了今生。
Their motive of following the Lord Jesus is not because of eternal life, but for the life in this world, in this age.
是的，我们说很多神迹确实都从肉体开始。
很多神迹
从肉体开始。
Many things comes from within.
一方面解决人肉体的问题。
One hand we seek after to fulfill the desire of the flesh.
一方面借着神迹引人信主。
Or on another hand, through miracle we.Bring people to the Lord.
对的。
That is a good way.
然而问题是这只是得救的日本，不是真的得救。
But that is only enable people to enter into the door of salvation. That's not the end. It's only a mean.
入门之后，我们还有一段很长的天国路要走的。
After we enter the door, there is yet a distance, a journey we need to walk on. That how do we finish this journey?
当然不能单靠肉体的神迹啊。
Of course, we cannot just rely upon the physical material.
必须仰赖生命的粮食啊。
The physical miracle, but we must rely upon the bread of life.
因此入门之后，我们相信主跟从主的动机一定要往上提升。
So therefore, it's important after we believe in Lord Jesus, our motive of believing Him must elevate higher.
绝对不可以只单为必坏的食物劳力。
We should never just labor for the food that perishes.
要进一步为那存到永生的食物去劳力。
We must take a further step to strive and labor for the food of eternal life.
追求神从天上降下来生命的粮。
To pursue after the bread of life that which came down from heaven from God.
来养活自己的灵命，健壮自己的灵体。
To fill us and to make us strong.
这就叫做重建城墙。
This is what we call rebuilding the city wall.
这样我们才有力量跑完这一条坎坷的天国路。
Only with this can we finish this crooked and uneasy way to heaven.
否则一定会饿死在半路上。
If not, we'll be starved to death halfway.
要不就是败死在魔鬼手中。
Or we may fail under the hand of Satan.
信主到最后却比众人更可怜。
Despise we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we become more wretched than all people.
请问这不是很遗憾吗？
Let me ask you a question. Wouldn't this be very tragic?
那么到底生命的粮又是什么呢？
And after all, what is the bread of life?
第一，圣餐。
First is the Holy Communion.
就是无酵饼和葡萄汁啊。
That is the unleavened bread and the grape juice.
注谢之后，灵化成为主的肉、主的血。
After consecration, it became the flesh of Jesus and the blood of Jesus in the Spirit.
再通过吃主肉、喝主血而与主联合，因主而活。
Partaking of the flesh and drinking of the blood of the Lord Jesus, that we unite together with the Lord and then live for the Lord.
末日可以复活得永生。
And then in the last day we shall resurrect.
第二是神的道。
And second is the word of God.
也就是主所说的话。
Which is the word that was spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
很属灵却带着生命啊。
It's not only spirit but also carry life.
所以又叫永生之道。
That's why it is called the word of life.
啊，这两个要合而为一体呀。
The word of eternal life. That well, all this will come together.
一个是圣礼
，and one is the holy sacrament.
一个是生活
，and one is actual living.
要将圣礼的真理生活化。
We must practice the sacrament in our daily lives.
不仅把神的道记在心里面。
Not only should we bear vividly the word of God in our mind,
更要落实在信仰生活里头。
We must actually put them into practice in our daily lives.
一举一动要有新生的生命。
Every move of ours shall be from as a new creature.
要有新的样式。
We must have new actions.
这才是我们今天用肉眼看不见却真真实实存在的属灵城墙。
This is a so-called the city wall which cannot be seen but actually exists.
只可惜人毕竟是人啊。
But unfortunately, oftentimes, man, after all, are man.
主耶稣不讲还好，一讲人全走了。
If Jesus didn't say that, it was better. That Jesus did say, so everyone left him.
请看约翰福音第六章的六十节。
Please turn look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章的六十节六十一节。
John chapter 6 verse 60 and 61. Therefore, many of the disciples, when they heard this, say, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" 61.When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?"
再前看六十六节到六十九节
，and then 66 and 69. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. 67. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" 68. But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." 69. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
真的是这样，一讲人全走了。
Indeed, it was. That's what happened when Jesus started preaching about this. Everyone left him.
为什么呢
？Why?
难道主的话真的那么难听吗
？Is it the saying of the Lord so hard to accept?
应该不是。
It should not be.
那难道主耶稣讲这些是要叫人厌弃他吗
？Is it because Jesus said to bring up offense for people to be against him?
更不可能。
That's all the more an impossibility.
那么问题出在哪里
？So what's the problem lies?
不在主耶稣。
It wasn't on the Lord Jesus.
也不在主的话。
Neither was on God's the word of the Lord Jesus.
乃在人自己的心态。
It was rather on the attitude of people.
对那些马上掉头就走的人来说。
To those who heard God, Jesus' word and turn around and walk away right away,
正表明自己的确是为了吃饼得饱才来找主耶稣的。
It only shows that they really came to the Lord Jesus because they eat the bread.
主耶稣只是他们满足自己今生欲望的工具啊。
Lord Jesus was a tool for them to satisfy, materially in this life.
所以他们根本不是真心想听主的话。
So they really don't have the sincerity to listen to what Jesus had to say.
那这种人到最后一定厌烦纯正的真理。
This type of people at the end, for sure, they will be tired, grow dull of the truth, hearing of the truth.
对使徒加略人犹大来讲
for example, the Iscariot Judah.
请看约翰福音第六章的六十四节。
John chapter six.
约翰福音六章六十四节。
John chapter six, verse 64. But there are some of you do not believe.
再看七十节。
For Jesus knew from the beginning who did not believe and who would betray him. Verse 70. Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?"
七十节，
七十节，
七十一
71. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12.
虽然当时犹大还跟着主，没有离开哦。
Even though Lord Judah at that time still was following after the Lord Jesus, he did not depart like anyone else.
他的动机显然已经偏了。
But his motive obviously had been sidetracked.
他只贪图今生的名利权呢。
He was only greedy after the name, the money, and the position of this
给魔鬼留的地步啊。
He actually left room for the devil.
所以表面上他还是主的十二使徒之一啊。
So outwardly seems like he was a name among the 12.
实质上却已经归属魔鬼了。
But in actuality, he was already belonged to the devil.
认真讲，已经成为一个不信的人了。
Put it in the plain truth, he's actually an unbeliever already.
那么这种人生命的粮对他当然起不了作用的。
This type of person, the bread of life had nothing to do, no effect in him.
他听的主耶稣三年的道理是白听的。
He had wasted 3 years of hearing words from the Lord Jesus Christ.
甚至到最后，连圣礼对他都没有功用哦。
Even at the end, this holy sacrament was useless to him.
主耶稣帮他洗脚没用。
Jesus washed his feet with no avail.
主耶稣拨饼给他吃也没用。
Lord Jesus break the bread and fed him for no use as well.
可见关键最重要的真的是在自己的内心。
And we can see the most crucial thing is the problem lies within himself.
今天很感谢神。
Today we really thank God.
城墙的材料，属灵真理生命的粮食，神老早为我们预备好了。
The material of the city wall, the bread of our life, our God had long ago prepared all this for us already.
主耶稣已经为我们成全十字架的救恩了。
Our Lord Jesus had fulfilled the salvation on the cross already.
圣灵也已经降下与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit came among us and be with us already.
要引导我们明白一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to understand all truth.
圣经更已经摆在我们每个人的面前。
And also the Bible is before us, before each and every one of us.
随时可以拿来读啊。
We can bring it and read it at any time.
尤其还有不少的工人受差派。
And especially there are so many workers of God being sent.
他们按照不同的恩赐为我们传讲神各样的信息。
And they threw a different type of gift, they preached to us different messages from God.
所以我个人觉得今天最重要的是什么？
So to me, what is the most important today?
不是有没有生命的粮食啊。
It's not whether there is a bread of life.
而是我们每个人自己的心态啊。
But rather our own attitude.
到底我们今天相信主、跟从主的动机是什么
？What is after all your reason and motive of following the Lord Jesus today？
请问我们的动机纯正吗
？Can I ask you whether or not our motive was a pure one？
我们真的是为了永生，还是只为了今生呢
？Are we really pursuing after the eternal life or the this life？
最后，请看哥林多后书十三章。
At the end, let us read to 1 Corinthians chapter.2 Corinthians chapter 13.
最后，请看哥林多后书十三章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 第八节。
verse 十三章，请看第八节。
Chapter 13 verse 8.
我们凡事不能抵挡真理，只能扶助真理。请念。
For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
是的，今天我们举开灵恩会，请问我们就是在重建城墙，不是吗
？Today, isn't it when we conducting the spiritual convocation, we are in a way rebuilding the city wall?
包括教会，尤其是个人。
The wall for the church and especially for the individual.
这绝对是真的。
This is true.
那重点在于成效如何呢
？The problem is, how effective is this rebuilding?
同一段时间、同地点、同一位工人、一样的教材，结果呢
？The same location, same message from the same preachers. What is the end result?
结果可能不尽相同哦。
Very likely, maybe different for everyone.
甚至有可能完全两样哦。
Or maybe a completely different. That's a possibility for that too. Why?
不是城墙有问题的。
It's not problem with the city wall.
而是自己的心态出了问题啊。
But rather, there's some problem in our attitude, our hearts.
难怪保罗才奉劝我们凡事不能抵挡真理。
That's why Paul encourages in everything we should not be against the truth.
那个抵挡有排斥，你不愿意顺服啊。
The against can carry the meaning of oppose. You refuse to obey.
抵挡真理就是在拆毁城墙啊。
When we are against the truth, we are in a way tearing down the city wall.
我们只能扶助真理，顺服真理。
We can only for the truth, submissive to the truth.
唯有扶助顺服真理，才是在重建城墙。
Only when we are for the truth and submissive to the truth are we building the city wall.
所以今天请大家自己问问自己。
I'd like to ask everyone to ask ourselves.
我是在重建还是在拆毁呢
？Am I rebuilding the city wall or am I tearing down the city wall?
关键就在一念之间。
The difference is only a matter of how you think.
就在自己一个想法。
And what's in your mind?
那请记住，失之毫厘，将差之千里啊。
Remember, if you miss in the beginning a little bit, you can have great discrepancy in the end.
帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.